I'm Wal Nidalo with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Brian DeAugustine. He's superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. They're going to be putting a bond proposal before voters in early May to raise funds to build some new athletic facilities at the school. We found out more about the proposal from Nice Community Schools Superintendent Brian DeAugustine.
We're asking our voters to go to the polls on May 2nd, this coming summer, spring, and we are putting before them a $4.17 million proposal. And what'll happen is we will build a complex that enhances our athletic facilities. So it'll be a new gym that seats about 300. So we're not replacing the Westwood High School gym, which we really love, but we cycle so many athletes through our gym and through our, we have two gyms, one at Aspen Ridge and one at Westwood High School. We have four locker rooms, two boys locker rooms and two girls locker rooms. So many athletes come through those spaces every day throughout all the seasons that we end up sending kids home without showers. We start practices really early in the morning, as early as 6:15 a.m., and we end up asking kids to stay very late into the evening to get all of the practices in. So sometimes they don't get out of practice until after 10 at night. And even if you're a 17 or 18-year-old senior, that's still pretty late to be going home from school, considering that our district is 700 square miles. Some of our kids have a 20-minute ride home after they leave campus. So what we're looking at doing is expanding the gym space, adding some locker rooms so that our kids don't get kicked out of their own home locker room when a visiting team comes. And we think that this is a project that is worth considering, and we're asking our voters to cast their vote.
What are the parameters or the numbers that a voter needs to be aware of as a property owner, as a taxpayer?
Absolutely. That's the essential question. You know, at $4.17 million, it would give us an annual average debt retirement millage of 1.13 mils over the life of the bond referendum. Right now, we have a 1.10 millage collection for debt retirement. So on average, it would push it up 0.03 mils. And a 1 mil is a dollar on every $1,000 of taxable value.
Okay.
So on that average, if you owned a home that, you know, is worth $100,000, it would have $50,000 of taxable value. Right now, you pay $55 a year towards our debt retirement. If this were to pass, on average, that would go up to $56.50 a year. So, you know, it's a very small increase if it were to pass. There's a ceiling on it because, of course, as you pay the bond down, it gets smaller over time. Mm-hmm. So at its height, it would be 1.40 mils, which is a 0.3 mil increase. So a 30 cents on every dollar increase at its height with that average of a 0.03 increase.
There's a lot of information there that for people, you know, might be saying, oh, I got to worry about this and this point. 0.03 and all of this, but it really comes down to another dollar and a half, basically, over what you're paying now.
On average, yes.
On average.
Yeah, it would take 14 years to pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
So we've tried to be as fiscally responsible as we can be. We feel as though we're asking them to consider only building what we need. There were some architects that proposed a $10 million project, but it had a lot of things in there that weren't essential to giving our kids the opportunities that we feel that they deserve. You know, like I mentioned, having practice times that don't disrupt their ability to go home and learn and
right.
do all their schoolwork.
Right.
Not being kicked out of their own locker rooms when visiting teams come to participate. Because at our big seasons, you know, we'll cycle 275 home athletes through our facilities every day. So when you include, you know, athletes coming for, you know, basketball games or swimming and diving or wrestling, it just really puts a lot of stress on our existing facilities.
When you came in this morning, you brought in one of these flyers for us to take a look at that explains this. Where can people get these flyers?
You know, they're in all the offices at Nice Community Schools.
Mm-hmm.
We will send them out to the township offices. I've been going around to the township boards and making a presentation to explain all of this and to field questions. Mm-hmm. I'll have a presentation tonight at our theater at 7 o'clock at Westwood High School. I've been doing those routinely as well. Everyone's invited. I'll field any question that's on anyone's minds. I've got just a short PowerPoint presentation to kind of show them the plans, you know, where the facility would go and how the district, the campus would look, you know, if it were to pass, and can kind of dive into some more of the financial details, which probably do sound a little bit Greek to somebody who's never really studied school millages or, mm-hmm. you know, debt retirement.
Also, I'm assuming you can find this on your Facebook or at least your webpage for the district, that it's all there as well.
Yes, we'll continue to provide updates. We've had some Facebook posts that explain all of it. We'll continue to cycle those through as soon as it's ready, because our business students actually designed our flyer for us. They, as I think I mentioned earlier in the fall, they won a big competition and designed a statewide brochure for the Business Professionals of America. So they gobbled this up, and we'll post that electronically. So if someone doesn't want to come in and get a hard copy, they can just look at it online.
That's the comments of Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.